It's been a while, and we've missed him like Balenciaga missed the mark on that weird children bondage photo shoot. Come on down, Enty.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that's the introduction I wanted right there.
How are you?
In the same sentence as Balenciaga.
Oh, that was a shocker. What was going on there?
Some really bad decision-making, some really bad oversight. I'm not sure what was going on there because, you know, obviously, it just gets worse and worse. And then you look at the photographers that were hired for this shoot. And if everybody doesn't know what we're talking about, go Google it. But, you know, Balenciaga had this fashion campaign. They decided to use children for it. They decided to have BDSM gear with the children, in front of the children, wine glasses, things like that. They left out news articles that referenced or actually court articles that referenced a decision in the United States about child porn. And the photographer that they used has done photos of decapitated children, of other things. So they must have known what was going on. And so finally, somebody on Twitter said, look what's going on. And unlike, you know, say 2 years ago when everybody thought kids were being stuffed into Wayfair furniture, this was something that was real. It was awful.
It feels like it would have gone through so many people to get approved, and not one person went, hey, this is a little weird.
Just the concept, right? Before you even get to the photos, just the concept. What I'd like to do is I'd like to put some kids with all of this and everything. And, oh, that sounds like a great idea, Bob. Why don't you get on that? Okay,
Kim Kardashian's very heavily associated with the fashion brand. She's now, like she did with Pete Davidson, Kanye, Chris Humphries, reviewing the relationship.
Yeah, she's reviewing the relationship, which means that she's just like, no, I'm not giving up the $10 or $20 million a year that they pay me to wear their stupid clothing. I'm going to keep, you know, doing it because it's a lot of money to make me look this bad. Because let's face it, the Balenciaga clothing that she wears, that Kanye wears, is really quite hideous. And, Kanye with his mask, then Kim wears the full plastic bodysuit thing that the stuff that they make is sends shivers down your spine.
It's fashion, darling. Yeah. It's fashion.
I guess. Shorts and a t-shirt, guys.
Speaking of Kim Kardashian and relationships, Pete Davidson, he seems to have moved on. He was courtside at the Knicks with his new relationship. What is it about Pete Davidson? He seems to be... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What's going on? He seems to be very, very popular in that department.
It's the 9 inches, guys. That's all I can tell you.
I wondered that. There to be you go. Honest,
it's a short answer, but a very long answer, actually.
Yeah.
Yes. I saw the photos of him and Emily Ratajkowski that he left at halftime. I was not convinced that they were a couple. They never touched each other through an entire half of basketball.
Yeah, but so basketball's on, Enty. Basketball's on. You know, this is not. It's not the time for canoodling. It's the time for watching the NBA. You're courtside.
I know, but if you look like next to them was Christine Taylor and Ben Stiller, and like you could tell that they were a couple because she was trying to talk to him and Ben was trying to ignore her. And you could go, oh, they're a couple.
And he's like, the basketball's on, darling. I'm trying to concentrate.
Yes, and she's like touching his arm and saying, look, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this. And he's like, just trying to ignore her. But you could say, oh my gosh, they are a couple. And then next to Pete and Emily Ratajkowski was Jordan Sparks, which was interesting because I didn't think she could afford a front row seat to the Knicks game.
That's a question I was going to ask you. Do you reckon they're paying for that? Are they paying for those seats down there? Because it'd be so expensive.
I think that Ben and Christine actually have those seats because they're always there. I think that Pete has been in the front row, but I think it's from his agency or his manager because it's always the same. And I don't think that Pete honestly can afford front row seats to the Knicks for a whole season either.
That's the thing. If you have shelled out for courtside seats, there's no time for canoodling. You're like, these are expensive seats.
A basketball could hit you in the face if you're not watching. If you're not watching the game.
True. And it was also interesting because it looked like he was drinking a beer,
yes,
which means that he's not sober anymore.
I was about to say that. I noticed he was drinking a beer, and he has been on a sobriety bandwagon, hasn't he, for the last couple of years?
Yeah, so that was very interesting to see that he was drinking a beer because, now, honestly, you know, if something else was his kind of trigger or whatever, and beer is not it, then fine. But I thought it was kind of surprising when he knew he was going to be photographed that he was decided, hey, you know, I'm going to go ahead and drink a beer because, and nobody's talking about that part because they're just talking about, well, yeah, he's with Emily Ratajkowski or whatever. And I think that she chose to use it really as a photo opportunity. She took a lot of photos before the game with a bunch of photographers and stuff. So with minus Pete. So I don't know. I still feel it's very PR heavy and that Pete is just the kind of guy you hire. And then next week, probably Olivia Wilde will be at a Knicks game with him or something.
Now, breaking news just come through. Will Smith back on the promo circuit tour there, Andrew. He's been on Trevor Noah's show. Is it The Daily Show?
Yeah.
And talking about the slapgate, mate.
You know, he's got to do something to get back. And also, let's not forget that August Alsina, who was the guy that was sleeping with Jada Pinkett Smith, was kind of in the news last year, you know, and she was in kind of trouble for possibly like grooming him or whatever. He's on a reality show here in the U.S. called The Surreal Life. And he came out basically in the closing credits of one of the episodes and has like this new moisturizing skincare line, which sold out in like 10 minutes. And so he is making huge news here. And then everybody's like, okay, well, August came out, but he was supposedly sleeping with Jada. And everybody's like, well, there's been a lot of rumors about Will Smith over the years. Do you think that August was sleeping with both of them? So I think that Will really had no choice at this point. He just has to come out because people are just like, what is going on with August Alsina? What is going on? And, you know, Will has to do his job, which is to promote stuff. And I guess this seemed as good of a time as any. It's really strange because August has really been in the news a lot this week here in the States.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got to get it back out there and do it at some point, doesn't he? And like you've always said, as soon as he does get on the promo circuit, the first question is going to be about the slap at the Oscars, and you got to address it. But, you know, nip it in the bud, get it done with, move on, have a great life.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a slap, right? I mean, it's been almost a year. I'm ready to move on from it. I'm ready to move on, really, from talking about Will Smith and Jada and all of this kind of stuff. And the only thing I'll say is, like, Jada Pinkett Smith, on her little talk show on Facebook or whatever, she, whoever her producer is, they get some really good guests at a very crucial time in that guest's life. So I would like to have that producer. Thank
yeah,
you.
Ours is great. I was going to say so would we, but producer B-Humps does a great job for our show. So that's not, we've got that producer. Let's just say.
We do. But the Jada Pinkett Smith one being us.
Yeah. But Will Smith, do you think it will affect his movie? The fact that, you know, that people's perception of him may have changed a bit since Slapgate.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to go see his movie.
Really?
I don't think people like Will Smith right now. You know, movies are very, very fickle right now. Unless you're Marvel, you know, and you're guaranteed a certain amount of money, and it doesn't mean that you're going to make a ton. You know, not everybody can be Wakanda forever. There's so many disappointments. You know, Netflix has taken the Knives Out sequel and is only going to put it in the theaters here for like a week. Which basically, you know, they pay $400 million for that. And, you know, it's just going to sit on their streaming or whatever. It's so messed up how everything is right now that I think that any kind of dent, people go, do we really want to go see Will Smith? You know, I really don't like him right now. Let's go see whatever. I think it's going to affect him. There's so many bombs basically in the box office right now, and nobody can really predict what something is going to do other than some kind of Marvel movie and horror movies. Other than that, it's really kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah. Just gonna see Will Smith or Johnny Depp. Those are your choices. Oh, who do you want to go see? I know who I'm picking.
Oh,
hey,
God.
Finally, Mariah Carey caught in a lip sync scandal, lip syncing All I Want Is for Christmas Is You. Now, can I just say I don't blame her. I don't want to hear Mariah Carey sing a lackluster version of that song. You know, she probably doesn't have the pipe she had 20 years ago. Get out there, sink your lips, make it sound good. Merry Christmas. Let's have a good one.
I don't know if it's a scandal. I think everybody knew that Mariah was lip syncing. I think Mariah knew that everybody knew that she was lip syncing. And I don't think Mariah really cares that everybody knew that she was lip syncing.
No. She almost got the branded name, the Queen of Christmas. She went to court to be called the Queen of Christmas, didn't she?
Yeah, but she lost because somebody already had it. Thank goodness, because you shouldn't just be able to throw your money around and just say, I want to be called the Queen of Christmas. and she lost, thankfully. Look, she loves to take credit for the song. She, at best, is a co-writer, okay, with this other guy. I would venture to say that the guy who helped write it probably wrote 80 or 90%, but is that it just sticks with his 50 just to make her happy. She has tried to buy him out several times so that way she can say that she is the writer of the song and just get him removed entirely from the credit. But, you know, I enjoy the song. I think it is a bit overplayed. I do appreciate that Mariah really gets into it. And beginning November 1st, everybody starts singing it in America. However, I think that there are other better Christmas songs because after a while you've heard it so many times, you go, let me just find something else to listen to.
Yeah, and the Queen of Christmas, I'm sure Mrs. Claus would have a counterclaim on that one. But that's a very good point. What is the best Christmas song? Would you go, All I Want for Christmas Is You? That's not a bad song.
It's up there.
It's up there. There are some bangers out there. There's some Christmas.
I go back, you know, lately for some reason on my device, and I don't want to give it a plug, you know, Joni Mitchell River comes up a lot, and I miss that song. And when I hear that song, I go, wow, that's quite the song. I like The Waitresses. I like Sia's song. I like Taylor Swift's song. I mean, I'm just saying that there are, I like even go back to the original, like Nat King Cole Christmas song. There's nothing wrong with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. I just feel like it's played and played and played and played. And I like something different every once in a while.
Ariana Grande's got a good one too. My daughter was playing that yesterday. That's a good one.
Yeah, Michael Bublé. It's his time to shine this December as well.
There are some bangers out there. There really are. We should do a Christmas countdown, a Christmas song countdown. Enty, thank you so much for your time, mate. Always love catching up with you. Keep safe over there in the States, and we'll speak next week.
All right, you guys have a great week.
See you, buddy.